It had been an extremely hot June in 1934. Alfredo and his famous gypsy orchestra were heading the bill for a variety show at the theatre. On the afternoon of Friday, June the 22nd, it was reported that cashier Miss Bardwell thought she heard a clanging sound, so she went to investigate. On entering the theatre, I found flames licking under the safety curtain. I rushed out into the street and shouted for help, she told the reporter at the scene. Mr. Moore of 61 Burr Street was passing and he called the fire brigade. Warm weather, strong winds, the theatre was in flames. A cry went up around the city. The Royal is on fire, and people rushed to the scene. It soon became clear that this palace of pleasure was doomed. Flames leapt from the roof, wrecking the interior, but thank goodness no one died or was injured. The Trinity Presbyterian Church opposite the theatre was also caught up in the blaze, but we reported the firemen were rapidly able to grapple with this new danger and brought it under control. But the theatre could not be saved, and in the high wind, thick smoke crossed the city and the suburbs. The fierce wind drove the flames through the theatre as a wind tunnel. Masonry fell into neighbouring buildings, which had to be cleared in case the fire spread. And at one stage, it was thought the historic Assembly House, which at the time had recently been used by the Norwich High School for Girls, was under threat. Fortunately, this artistic treasure was safe. The building was reduced to rubble. All the stage scenery and the musical instruments had been lost. But the British bulldog spirit shone brightly, with Alfredo and his orchestra, along with the supporting company, giving two performances at St Andrew's Hall on the Saturday night, the day after the fire. The proprietor of the Royal, the colourful Jack Gladwin, declared that the theatre would be rebuilt. An ultra-modern building had its grand opening on September the 30th, 1935. This, in the days of the Deep Depression of that decade, was a remarkable performance, and the public flocked to the new Theatre Royal to see the likes of Harry Lauder, Sid Field, a young Huey Green, and one of the biggest stars of the day, Gracie Fields. And today it's one of the finest provincial theatres in the land.